Hey, and welcome everybody to the very first episode of This Day in Tech with Lenny J. My name is, of course, Lenny J, and I'm starting this podcast because I enjoy tech, I enjoy cars, and I want to have a daily update, or as close to daily update as I can, of car news and tech news for everybody. So since this is the very first episode, it won't be too chock full of car news because I'm introducing myself. I'm putting this on my YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/tnblogofficial. It's called Tech Nation. And when I figure out how to get podcasts and stuff on iTunes, I will definitely do that as well, so you can have it on your iPhone or get it somewhere, so for Android phones and things like that. But for right now, it's going to be on YouTube, and the YouTube version will not have a face cam or anything like that. It's just going to be straight me talking with no crazy sound effects as of right now. As I figure things out, this is the first episode, like I said, so it's kind of like a pilot. If you watch a TV show, you know, you watch the pilot episode, say, of The Following, right? And yeah, it's just the pilot episode. It's what they shot for the network. So this is a pilot episode. I'm just testing the waters. I want feedback, so hit that comment section up below on YouTube. And let me know if you want a face cam for YouTube, or I should just keep it the way it is. It's all up to you. This is a channel based on you. So this is called This Day in Tech with Lenny J. Alright, so a little bit about me. Like I said before, my name is Lenny J. I am the self-proclaimed coolest tech geek in all of the beautiful state of Georgia, the hot state of Georgia, as I should say. My air conditioning is not working at the moment, and it's hot as crap up here. It's like 90 degrees, and I'm up here doing this podcast and sweating my butt off just for you guys, so definitely give it a thumbs up. Okay, so anyways, my name is Lenny J. Like I said, I am the self-proclaimed coolest tech geek in all of Georgia. I go to school for film at a GRU. A school named GRU. Do your research if you really want to know what it stands for and where it's at. That's all I'm going to give you. I go to school for film. I enjoy what I go to school for. I have a great time, you know, in my film classes, learning about things, learning about cinematography, and I try to use everything that I learn in my YouTube channel. And as you can see, if you go back and watch my very first video to now, it is completely different. I've learned so much stuff over the course of not even a year that I've been on YouTube, and I apply everything that I learned on my YouTube channel, and I take notes from professors, I take notes from other YouTubers who provide tutorials and things like that. So I have a vast knowledge of that kind of stuff. Well, I'll say vast, but it's still like a novice beginner type knowledge of it. I'm still learning, I'm still putting newer things in there, testing the waters on my YouTube channel. My latest video is a review for the Fotiv Siren Bluetooth speaker that can be bought on Amazon for $19 at the moment. I enjoyed the speaker, and I really enjoyed that video because I used a lot of different techniques that I've never used before on my YouTube channel, and I used it in that video, and I think the video turned out to be fantastic. If you ask me, some people think it's fantastic. Other people think the design element of the video, some of the things I designed, could be a little bit better. And of course, I'm always taking feedback. So hit me up and let me know what you thought about that video. And if you like some of the design elements, if you think the quality of the camera is not as up to par, the audio, you know, let me know. And I will definitely work my hardest to get it up to par, because I really want to make fantastic content for you guys. So yes, so that's all about me. GRU film student, love what I do. So now I'm going to go ahead and get into the very first episode of This Day in Tech with this podcast. I'm going to try to talk about some of my coolest or my favorite tech news articles, or just tech news in general, for the day. This is May the 11th, and I'm going to have this uploaded by May the 11th. So you can expect a video. I'm going to try to do it daily. Expect a video at around 8:30, 9 o'clock at night Eastern time. And that's when I'll try to have the videos up. Now, today was actually a pretty slow day in tech news, if you ask me, because there wasn't really much of anything reported. I have three articles pulled up that I found interesting. They are from Windows Central, Autoblog, and Engadget, my probably like top three websites I check all the time. So, if you didn't know, today was the release of the May update for Xbox One. The May update was a decent release. I can't knock Microsoft for if an update for Xbox One feels like it's lacking, I cannot knock Microsoft, because they at least release these updates every month. I will take incremental updates every month versus waiting for 6-7 months and have one huge update. That's cool. But incremental updates, for some reason, they reassure me and they make me think you're listening to my feedback. You're taking what I'm giving you into consideration. And with every month, you're releasing something that people wanted. So, I mean, I guess both updates work. But anyway, so I digress. So the Xbox One May update for this month, for this year, had some nice features in it. With the May update for Xbox One, you now have the opportunity to voice message other users using either the Xbox One voice headset thing you get when you freaking buy the console, or using the Kinect. I haven't had a chance to try it out. Actually, I haven't, because I've been pretty busy today. So I haven't had a chance to check it out, but I'm pretty sure it works just fine. The Smart Glass app now, that's available for Windows Phone, Android, and iOS, now has the ability to turn off your Xbox One and turn it on. And of course, that's cool. I mean, that's cool. Would I use it? I don't know. I just usually just walk up, hit the button, turn it on. Or if I have my Instant on, I just say Xbox on. But I normally don't have my Instant on for my Xbox One. So that's pretty much it for this update. You know, besides incremental type bugs and things like that for this update. That was kind of a small-ish update. But of course, next month it's going to be something new, and they're always taking feedback. So let Microsoft know what you want in future versions of the Xbox One operating system, you know, updates and things like that. Then they'll definitely try to do that for you. I think they do. I'm not trying to like promote Microsoft or anything. In the link in the description, I'll have a link to a Major Nelson video. He talks about other things in the update, which is just pretty much the two things that I talked about. So, on to the next article. This is a car-related article. Autobog posted an article letting people know that Toyota and Mazda are actually going to strengthen their partnership. I actually did not know they even had a type partnership. Anyways, the new Scion iA, which I didn't really look into too much because I don't really like Scion. I mean, I'm just going to be honest. It is a joint venture type teaming up between Toyota and Mazda, both the Scion iA, the upcoming Scion iA, and the Mazda 2. And this new partnership that they have going on, the article states that Mazda is going to share their new SkyActiv line of engines and powertrains and things with Toyota, and Toyota in return is going to teach Mazda about fuel cell plug-in hybrid technology. Now, if you really think about it, Mazda does not have any type of hybrid at all. And Toyota, you know, they make nice, reliable cars, is what people call them, reliable. But they're not fun. They're innovative, but Mazda SkyActiv technology actually is really, really innovative with its high compression ratio engines and its new powertrain that's all SkyActiv tech and lightweight. And I think that Toyota could definitely benefit from that for their regular gasoline powered engines, as well as Mazda benefiting from Toyota's hybrid tech fuel cell technology. So I think that's a cool like little joint venture thing that they got going on, as long as I don't see Mazda's turning into Toyota's. And what I mean by that is Mazda's becoming dull and boring, and I'm just being completely honest here. Mazda's becoming dull and boring and bland in style. Mazdas, they look good. They drive great. I've driven a bunch of Mazdas at my previous job, and I enjoyed all of them. The 2015 Mazda 3, the 2016 Mazda 6, like all of them, they're really great. 2016 CX-5, they're great cars to drive. And I'm not knocking Toyota. Toyota makes great vehicles, but as far as the fun to drive aspect of Toyota, it's just not there. Unless you're driving the GT86, which is the Scion FRS or the BRZ in America, it's just the fun factor for Toyota is just not there at the moment. And I'm not talking about previous cars. I'm not talking about cars back in the day, okay? We all know the cars back in the day, Toyota was doing their thing. But right now, it's just not there. So as long as I don't see Mazdas becoming Toyotas in the near future, then I'm extremely ecstatic for Mazda and Toyota to be sharing powertrains and engines and their wealth, their knowledge that they have for these types of things, helping one another out. Local Japanese companies helping everybody, helping themselves out. I like that. So with the last article I'm going to talk about for today, the last tech article I'm going to talk about for today, is Engadget's new review for the BlackBerry Leap. Now, this was under the radar for me. I know I read a lot of tech. I honestly did not see this one coming. I guess in my mind, I just kind of skip over BlackBerry articles, and that's really a bad thing. I don't want to be biased, but I guess I just kind of slip over or just kind of read over BlackBerry articles, but I didn't even know a new phone was coming out. So anyways, the BlackBerry Leap is what they describe as a mid-range device. Well, the pros they gave it was a long battery life, a great 8-megapixel camera, which they said was surprisingly great, and they liked the OS, the productivity tools within inside BB10 OS, said that backwards. But everything else they knocked it for. The cons were bulky compared to other 5-inch phones, poor quality display panel, outdated internals, and a weak app selection. Like with anything that's not iOS or Android, there's always going to be a weak app selection. And speaking of app selections, I'm going to get off on a tangent right here. I'm just going to say this. I've noticed with a lot of BlackBerry and Windows Phone articles, people in the comment section are their reasons for not having the apps that iOS and Android has is because, you know, they don't have the users. The users aren't there. So why would me or why would I as a developer code an app and put in my hard-earned time and money and things for a platform that's hypothetically, you know, dead? I understand that. That definitely plays a part. The whole OS and the popularity and the users of the OS definitely plays a part. But let me say this, though. Let me just say this. Why do we continuously see apps, new apps, come out on iOS before they do Android? When the data shows that Android is the world's top leading mobile OS, I feel like perception of the OS plays a big part also with developers releasing apps. Now, of course, those apps also come out on Android, but they come out on iOS first. That's the thing. Periscope, iOS app, no Android. Meerkat, iOS app, Android app just released 2 weeks ago, like a week ago. So why is it that we see this when we all know that worldwide, Android has the huge has a huge lead in market share compared to iOS? So I definitely think that, yes, market share and users of the OS plays a part, but I also think that perception plays a part too, because iOS is perceived as, you know, this top dog, iPhone's top dog. You know, nobody's shaking down the top dog. Nobody's taking on the top dog of Apple, but Android definitely is worldwide spread. And yes, you can also make an argument that developers want to release apps on, this computer's about to die. They want to release apps on iOS because it's easy, and it's just bam, you just make the app, whereas Android is a bunch of different devices and scalabilities and all this scalability of the apps and all this stuff. You can make those types of arguments, but I'm just here to say, you know, I'm just throwing stuff in there. So back to this review though, I don't want to get off on a tangent, I'm sorry. They gave it a 64 out of 100, which is not surprising because it's just not surprising. So their last sentence in their summary says, as a work phone, the Leap will more than cut it. But if you're looking for a personal device that isn't solely for keeping up with email, you can do better. So, pretty much, the new BlackBerry Leap is your work phone. So that's in gadgets thing. So my last story is, with each episode, this is the pilot episode, it's just me raw talking. If you like this style, cool. If you don't want sound effects, if you don't want a beginning, intro, outro type music, let me know. If you want to just raw, I'll just say it's just me, a microphone, and my laptop, and my Mac. So the last article, or the last thing I want to talk about, is definitely pop culture related, and I will end with a pop culture type thing. I'm not a pop culture guru type person. I don't care what Kylie Jenner is doing with her lips. Like, I don't care about all that crap. But when I heard about this today, I was completely shocked, and I think everybody was shocked. American Idol is canceled. After the 2016 season, why did I stop like I forgot what year it is. After next year's season, it's it. It's the 15th season, they're done. Is that a good thing? I personally don't watch American Idol, and I don't give a crap about American Idol. But it's just like, I mean, I haven't checked the numbers in a while for the viewership of American Idol. But I definitely think that if the numbers are good in the show now, it's been 15 seasons in the show now. I don't know exactly how many years, because I don't know if they've had two seasons in 1 year, but it's been 15 seasons in the show at least on a somewhat high note. All the judges are gone. You got this, and the only person that's still there from the beginning is Ryan Seacrest. So this make this the last season, end it, have people happy, or kind of happy. People will probably watch it more than this season anyway. This past season that just happened or is on, like I said, I don't know, I don't watch the show. They're more than likely watching more than this past recent season because it's the last season. And when stuff hypes up, oh, the last season's coming, everybody gets all super excited. And then when they watch Breaking Bad, when they didn't give a crap about it the other seasons ago. So anyways, people will probably watch this season more, but you definitely should end your show on a high note. So it's a good thing it's being canceled. I don't think people should look at it as a bad thing. I don't think people should look at it as Fox, you know, giving up or the show's dead now. Everything has to end. I mean, it just has to end. So I think that was very interesting. I wasn't expecting American Idol to end this recently. I wasn't expecting American Idol to end. I don't know. I just wasn't expecting American Idol to end. That's so weird. Anyway, so this is the very first episode of This Day in Tech with me, Lenny J. I thank you for listening to me ramble on about tech and pop culture and cars and weirdness. And I hope I can do more of these. If you like them, hit that thumbs up button if you're listening to this on YouTube. If you have it on iTunes, awesome. I actually found a way to put it on iTunes. If you're not listening to it on iTunes, then it's not there. So thank you guys for listening to the podcast, This Day in Tech with Lenny J. I will try to have one tomorrow. And hopefully the tech articles and the news articles and things like that will be more up to date. Or will be better. I have a better selection tomorrow. If you like the video, give it a thumbs up. Give me some constructive criticism, feedback in the comment section. Always, always, always. Wanted always for any video, definitely always want that stuff. Always want it. If you want me to do these types of videos with the camera on, let me know. Just keep it like this with the camera off and just a random picture or whatever it's gonna be on the YouTube video, just let me know. I actually kind of like it like this because it's just me talking and I just get to chill in this hot room. So hopefully I'll have one tomorrow if I'm not too busy. Thank you guys for watching all the time. My videos, I'm going to try so hard to make quality videos. I thank you guys for watching them. I thank you guys for thumbing them up. And I will see you guys in the next video. Peace.